Vav Sivan, Siman Tzadik, Vav Alacha Vav. We're going to Halacha Yudalit. So we're continuing with a very interesting halacha, like I said, a very negel ma'aseh when it comes to davening Motzei Shabbos. So when a person is davening Arvis Motzei Shabbos, Mar Motzei Shabbos, or a person is continuing his meal, many times people have Shabbos just long into the night. So the halacha is you'll have to tell another Jew who already davened and made havdalah in his tefillah, meaning he said that to Chonatan, or he said Boruch Hamad Kol Shachol, that he could do malachavim. You'll have to tell a Jew to open up the light, for example. And one's allowed to enjoy even anything that the person does. You can even ask him to cook him, put pizza for him. And even though the chiddush here is that when a person is going to bench, he's going to mention Shabbos and Birkas HaMazon, that's not a problem. Halachically, you could ask a Jew to do so, and certainly you could ask a non-Jew. Now, what's important to know is that that's not true when it comes to someone who is keeping, let's say, Rabbeinu Tam, that means 72 minutes after Shkia, and he asks someone else who is not Makpid to do Malach of him. That's a problem when a person is keeping the 72 minutes Mitzad Halacha. See, here we're talking about a person's already after 72 minutes. He's just designed to keep, to elongate Shabbos. That's when he's allowed to ask a Jew to do Malach of him. So it's important to know that distinction. When a person, and I love this Kiddush Shulchan Aruch because this is, tells you a little bit of the custom that many people have, that when they pour the cup of wine for Havdalah, they overflow it. So the other cups of Kosher Baruch, it's interesting, I didn't see that that's written. But when it comes to Havdalah, you pour a little bit above the rim, so some of it should spill in, and it's a Siman Bracha. Like I said, so it's interesting, it's only Motzei Shabbos from what I saw. Chofetz Chaim says not to do too much. And I saw another reason is because this way you're able to put out the fire when you finish Havdalah. Now here's the process. It's important to follow the exact order. Here's the instructions for Havdalah. You take the cup in your right hand. You hold the Besamim in your left. And that is both men and women who are making Havdalah, as we're going to discuss about women making Havdalah. So if a person is making Havdalah, they take, again, the cup in the right hand. They take Besamim in the left hand. Now, once they make a Bar Pi HaGafen, afterwards they switch. So you take now, you put the cup in your left hand, and you took the besamim in your right. The reason is because you always make a bracha. Whatever you're making a bracha, you should have it in your right hand. Now, once you made the bracha, then you make a bracha on the ner. Now, it's from the kids also, it seems that you're making a bracha on the candle, you're using your right hand to enjoy the candle, and you're still holding the cup in your left. At that point, you take the cup in your right, and you make the last bracha of Hamavdim Kodesh Lecho. Then you sit and drink the entire cup by yourself, and the little bit that's left in the cup, you pour it and you put out the candle. So you have a little bit in the actual bowl itself, we already mentioned. Then you pour a little bit of the leftover wine in your cup, and then you also rinse your eyes for Chibur Mitzvah, to show how much you love the mitzvah. And once it was by this glen, the Sekalener, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Mamish. The first time I ever saw what the Ramah means, because this is based on the Ramah, that a person mamish literally washes his face with the leftover wine. Now the minig is, as a kitzur points out, women don't drink in the kais of Havdalah. But like I said, that's not because they're going to grow a beard. Maybe there's something more Kabbalistic connected to maybe today's Hadas. I don't know. I didn't see a reason given. But also, if anyone so, please let me know. But if they're going to make their own Havdalah, of course they can make Havdalah, which we'll get to in a moment. Okay, there's also, when it comes to besamim, the kitza says to use a little bit of musk to mix with the besamim. The reason for that is because, technically speaking, the custom is to say bo mine besamim, regardless of what you're using. But since, really, if you're using cloves, the things that are hard, right, more like a branch type, it should be atze besamim. Nevertheless, the custom is to say mine besamim, especially that's why there's a need to have a mixture of things. There's also a custom to use hadasim, because since it was used for one mitzvah, so you should try to do another mitzvah with them. So that's why the people actually use their leftover hadasim from sukkahs. When it comes to the actual ner, the candle itself, it should be from wax. It should be made from at least two candles that are twined together and create what's called a navuka, more like a torch. This way it's recognizable that it's done for the mitzvah of Havdalah. If a person only has two candles, so he puts the two candles together and he makes the flame together bigger. the minig is that after you say Boch Atah Hashem Melech Olam Boirei Me'orei Ha'esh, you look at your nails. Now, interesting that this is the process. You take your hand, as we mentioned before, and you look at the, you fold over your thumb into your other fingers, and now you're looking and staring at your nails versus the skin. Because really the idea of how do you test that you're really enjoying the light of the candle, because that's really what you're supposed to do, is that you're able to distinguish between coins. So you can distinguish between the skin and your nail, that's exactly the amount of light that's needed. So as we mentioned, you fold the thumb into your fingers, and you look at the comparison, the contrast between the two, and then you also spread out your fingers and you look at the back of the nails. That's the custom. If you ever seen it, here is the process. Okay, a blind person does not make a bracha on the candle. Someone that can't smell also doesn't make a bracha on the sun. Remember COVID, many people had the shaila that they lost the sense of smell. If after a person made a bar peh gefen, so he's holding the besamim, and his kavanah is to make a bracha to Hashem, naming the besamim. By the way, the way to remember it's easy is yavne, yain besamim ne adale. That's where we hold. But here he made a mistake and he said bracha to Hashem, instead of saying bracha to Hashem, he said bracha to Hashem. But within about 2 seconds, you remember they made a mistake and he said bracha to Hashem. No problem. And afterwards, you make a bracha on the nail. But if you had kavanah, meaning he's just doing things out of order, the halacha is that it's okay. And even though he did the candle first, he does the besamim afterwards. There's a mitzvah to have a lot of candles on Motzei Shabbos and to say zemiras to escort Shabbos as it's going on. Now, by the way, that's the reason why from the kids, you see that the Abdullah was said standing. So when it comes to in the beginning of Shabbos, the reason why I stand is because of a testimony. When you're leaving Shabbos, you're escorting the king. Leaving the city, that means the Rebbein Hashem Kivyachal, who has come to be close to us, and also Shabbos itself is really the, it's interesting that sometimes called Shabbos Malkus, sometimes called the Melech, but the bottom line is that you're escorting, and when it comes to escorting a king, you're standing up. You also, the custom is to mention Elio. So again, we have a nice mashal, first of all, the escorting Shabbos out, comparing that to a king. We also mentioned Eliyahu Navi here because Eliyahu Navi, with davening, he's going to come and tell us about the redemption. Now, since Eliyahu can't come on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't want to stop people after they prepared for Shabbos. And he can't come on Shabbos because there's a whole doubt if he could travel from above 10 Tefachim, which is above 40 inches, because of the Tchum, which we just spent a lot of time learning. Maybe there is a concept of Tchum above 10 Tefachim. Very interesting. So therefore, after Shabbos is finished, so we say, oh, now Eliyahu Navi could come and tell us about the news. So that's one reason. Another beautiful midrash, every Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi goes into Gan Eden, sits under the Eitz HaChaim, and he writes the merits of the Jewish people that are keeping Shabbos, and therefore we mention him the Torah. So there's an actual custom, by the way, to mention him 130 times. So it's a big Indian, a big Kavanas, and I calculated that if you use the tune Eliyahu Navi, it's 12 times, and you do that 11 times, you basically covered your basis. Now, if someone has the ability to be Mekayim Sudas Malav Malka with pas, which means with bread and something hot, which is based actually on the Gemara, that's a healing, and you should put together, really the idea is to make, the main part is to actually make the table nice, leave the tablecloth, and this way you're honoring the Shabbos as it leaves. And someone that can't eat bread, at least you should have some mezonos or fruits. Interesting that the Kaf HaChaim writes it should really be done close to the end of Shabbos, because the idea is that it's connected to the escorting of Shabbos. It's a Melav HaMalka, that's what's called the Levoy, escorting. And lastly, if someone made a bracha, the halacha is, meaning he made Havdalah already, he could still do Havdalah for his children that reach Chinuch. In order to fulfill their obligation, you know, it's only rabbinical. And certainly for someone else, you made Havdalah, you could still be made to someone else in Havdalah. But that's only true when they can't do the Havdalah themselves. Someone that knows how to make Havdalah should do it themselves. If someone's making Havdalah for others, when he makes Berim Le Mizam, he should also smell, so this won't be a Bracha Levatalah, because Berim Le Mizam, when it comes to Havdalah, is really for pleasure, a pleasure you have to also enjoy. Now, when it comes to women, a person should not do Havdalah. If you already made Havdalah, you shouldn't do Havdalah for women, rather it's best that they should do havdalah themselves. Now, this is a very interesting discussion because in our opinion, it said maybe a woman can exempt from havdalah. But nevertheless, a woman can make havdalah. Not only that, a woman can make havdalah to be mitzi other women in havdalah.